Hey, y'all, this is Mallory Irvin, and it's time for all of us to live fully. It's so important in this crazy world of ours that we stay connected, inspired, and motivated to be and do our best. And that's not always easy. I'm here with my guests and friends to share the stories and lessons we've learned to help you live your best life every day and truly begin living fully. Let's make it happen and get started with today's episode. I'm so excited about today's podcast because I have a very close friend of mine and also someone who is a true mentor who pours wisdom into my life, who helps me with big life decisions in my personal life and in my business, who has literally like sat across from me at my house at a table when we were starting in my Sundays and given me her incredible, wise, worth $10 billion advice. And that is Jamie Kern Lima. Clearly, I love Jamie Kern Lima because I asked Jamie to write the foreword for my book, Living Fully. She has been a powerful, powerful influence in my own life. And that's why I'm really, really excited today, because she wrote a book so that if you don't have her cell phone number and can call her when you're in a rut, now you have access to Jamie Kern Lima in this incredible, incredible book that she has written called Worthy. The tagline of Worthy is how to believe you're enough and transform your life. She wrote Believe It before this, which was incredible and a New York Times bestseller. And it was kind of the story of her journey as an entrepreneur and as a person that just never really believed that she was enough and didn't feel like she looked the part and was the part. And then starts a business in her living room and sells it to L'Oreal in this like $1 billion deal, becomes one of the first female CEO at L'Oreal and does huge, incredible things. She's taught classes with Oprah. She's been on every single Forbes list that there are lists. And I could just go on and on about Jamie and all of her statistics and the millions of dollars that she's given back, including like all the proceeds of all of her books. But I just want to get into this podcast because I really want to introduce you to Jamie and the person that she is and this book that I truly believe is her life's work and was a total divine download. That's the word that she uses, that it was a divine download. She's like, I feel like everything in my life happened to me like so I could write this book. And I believe that. What I love about Jamie and about this book, and this is the last thing I'm going to say before we start talking about it on the podcast, I love that no matter where you're at in life, if you feel like you've never had self-worth or self-confidence or don't even know the difference in the two, you can get incredible tips and tools from this book. Or if you're a person that's kind of like in the middle, who's just self-sabotaging because you're getting the things and you're like almost there, but then you destroy yourself. Or if you're a person who has stood at the top of the mountain, like Jamie and myself and a lot of people who are listening that got the things that are like, well, shoot, I don't feel like I thought I would feel when I got the thing. And that is because you're missing a really critical part of the equation, which is self-worth. She talks about this in such a profound way in the book, and I'm very excited for her to talk to me and to all of you today on the podcast. So here we go with Jamie Kern Lima. Jamie, thank you for coming on, first of all, in your cute pajamas.
Yes, I know. I have spent so many years in business suits and television outfits and all of that, and I'm like, I am in my Sundays, for this episode. And Mallory, I love them so much. And I just imagined every single woman listening. And like, I just know this episode is going to be so life-changing, especially for any woman who's like ever doubted she's enough. Mm. Like, this is going to be so great. And I'm just imagining her maybe joining us in her Sundays also.
Yes.
And this is going to be so good. I can't wait. And I'm so grateful to be here.
I love how you always refer to her, to the woman that's listening, to the woman that's reading, to the woman that's wearing the It Cosmetics makeup, or the woman that just you always have her in the forefront of your mind. I mean, there's a story in your book that's just so powerful about you guys are in the grocery store and you see this woman that had the same skin condition that you had that literally inspired It Cosmetics. And you just look at each other and you give her that look, like that nod, and how you thought about her when you were creating It Cosmetics and when you're going on QVC and all this. I know you're here to serve her because I've seen you do it. And this book oh my gosh, if it is not the ultimate version of Jamie Kern Lima serving her, because she's going to serve herself after she reads this book. And it's just really incredible. And I just want to say, like, also in the beginning, like, when Jamie writes a book, Jamie doesn't write a book to make money because she gives it all away. Jamie doesn't write a book to be famous. Everybody already knows who Jamie is. Jamie writes a book for these women. And that's what's so incredible about you, Jamie, and what I felt in every single page of this book. It's going to be life-changing. It's going to be actually life-changing for women.
Yeah, Worthy is the best work of my life. And here's the thing is, like, every single person listening, whether it comes to your goals and dreams or your relationships or your friendships or your career or any of that, like we don't become what we want. We become what we believe we're worthy of. Mm-hmm. And when I wrote Believe It, that was really my story of, you know, building a cosmetics, learning to believe in myself. And Worthy is like the playbook on how you can believe in you. And, you know, there's over 20 tools in it on how to just learn to believe you're enough and transform mm-hmm. your entire life. And I used to, like, Mallory, I used to feel like even when I was achieving so much in the outside world and pleasing people, making everyone happy, getting on magazines, doing all the stuff, you know, even when I was doing so many of the things the world celebrated, I always deep down felt like I wasn't enough. And I went through this journey so much of my life with that. And I thought I was alone in that, or that, like, something was wrong with me. And I used to hide it. And I thought if I just achieve more, then I'll finally feel enough. And if I hit a certain goal weight, if I get 6-pack abs, if I, you know, all the things, and I kept achieving and doing all that. And I would still arrive at those things, feeling like something was missing, feeling like I wasn't enough. And I realized that I had built a lot of self-confidence doing all these things, and I made a lot of other people happy, but that self-worth is very, very different, and that it's our self-worth that becomes our ceiling in every area of our life. Like, we do not soar to the level of our goals and dreams. We stay stuck at the level of our self-worth. And when it comes to putting our, right? And our ideas, our businesses, our friendships, all of it, every area of our life, like, we don't rise to what we believe is possible. We will always fall to what we believe we're worthy of. And about 3 years ago, I became obsessed with studying self-worth because I was trying to understand, mm-hmm. even though I had a lot of the things that I thought would make me feel enough in life, I still didn't feel that way. And so mm-hmm. when I started studying it, I realized, like, oh my gosh, and this is for every person listening to us right now who might think, like, it's just them. But right now, as we're talking, 80% of women don't believe they're enough. 75% of women in their careers deal with imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. 91% of girls and women don't love their body. And when you fundamentally believe you're not enough as you are, it is a lie. And mm-hmm. this book is all about how do you unlearn those lies that lead to self-doubt and sort of ignite the truth that yes. wake up worthiness, right? And I just have this vision that I am so excited about where I just, Mallory, oh my gosh, I imagine, because the moment a girl or a woman learns to believe she is worthy, like, I think about the ideas that'll be shared with Amen. The world, the businesses that'll be launched, the unhealthy relationships that will end. So yeah, I am so excited to get worthy out into the world. And I just have this, like, vision, no girl, no woman, no person left behind, and knowing they're worthy. And I'm so excited to share it with you in my Sundays.
I just love to, because it ignites something. I, like you just said, it wake up worthiness, like, wake it up. It's in us. And what I love about you, Jamie, is there are so many things that are tossed around, all your friends. I mean, Jamie is friends with every person who delivers these messages, the Oprahs and the Tony Robbins, all the people in the world that deliver these, you're worth it. You're worthy. You're worth it. But I really love how granular you got with, okay, let's really break this down. Let's really, like, give you the tools. Let's look at these words even. So I didn't even think in my own mind, what's the difference actually in self-confidence, self-worth, self-love, self, because you kind of lump them all together. And one of the things that I love about you and why this book is a powerhouse is you are the most intelligent woman in my friend circle. You are. You're the smartest person that I know. You are like a true mentor to me. You've helped me through business things. You helped me the night before my book. Jamie is just, she pours wisdom into me in good times and in bad. She delivers me like the message that I need to hear or like the encouraging pat on the back. You're just like that person for me, but you're so intelligent. But the way that you deliver the message in this book, anyone on any level, at any age, any education level, anything can take these tactical, these charts and these messages, and they can apply it to their own life. And I think that's hard to do with someone with the brain that you have, and you do it so well. But I love the way that you give such great tactical tools. Like, I mean, I'm trying to think of like my favorite of all of the tactical tools, because there are so many, and there are so many that really align with the things that I write about. And I love the fear of failure. That's a huge thing. Like what you open the book with. Oh my gosh. It's so powerful. Picturing the little child. I want to read that line in the very beginning of the book. Jamie talks about how when you're sitting in the classroom and you know the answer and the teacher asks, you know, the question, and what is that little voice inside of your head that makes you not lift your hand and not say the answer? You know, you're right. Like that's the first little instance of that, even when we're children, of not speaking up, not trusting ourselves and our intuition that we know the right answer. We know the right direction. And I loved that line from the book. And I remembered that from the very beginning of the book to the end. Of all of the tools in the entire book, what do you feel if you had to pick one thing from Worthy, one thing, what would it be?
Oh my goodness. So there's like three in just what you were saying.
Perfect.
Yeah, because I know, and I didn't, there's over 20 tools. Cause you know, sometimes we get a book and then we're like, well, that was great, but how can I apply it to my life? And I wanted this book, and you just said it so beautifully, Mallory, for wherever anyone's at in their life. Mm-hmm. I wanted them to be able to apply this to their life right now to literally learn to believe in themselves, even if it's for the first time ever or for the first time in a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's just, and the part you're talking about, I think so many people can relate to is, often when we're little kids, like we're bold, we're all the things. And then so many of us can remember that moment in the classroom. And for everyone listening right now, maybe you can think back and, you know, there's this moment a lot of us recall where like for the first time ever, you know, we knew the answer, but like we decided not to raise our hand. We decided to doubt ourselves or think maybe I'm wrong, or maybe I'll get made fun of if I stand out and know the answer. And all the stuff starts happening, and we start to learn all these lies in our life that lead to self-doubt, to us hiding in plain sight, doubting we're enough, feeling like an imposter. And what I want to say is, and you asked about the difference like between self-confidence and self-worth, that one thing alone is actually super life-changing for anyone listening. And I would love to kind of explain that, because that's something that everyone listening can apply to their life right now, today, from this episode, from this show.
Yes, but, I would love to do that too.
You know, and in real life, Mallory, just everyone can, I think, watch and I just love you and celebrate you and love how you are fully authentically who you are out into the world, and you cannot fake authenticity. And that is why so many people connect with you. But just for everyone listening in real time, because I know this is all one big family.
It is.
As I sit here in my Sundays talking, I just want everyone to kind of put this in perspective through Mallory for a minute and think about, not to put you on the spot, but think about like Mallory's journey and how you're watching it unfold before your eyes, of her, you know, journey through everything from television to pageants to launching, you know, Living Fully Co. to now In My Sundays. And all of us have dreams and hopes and ideas and things inside of us. And as we step into who we are in this world and who we feel we're called to be, our self-worth will be our ceiling. And so why I wrote this book is for every person, no matter where you're at, no matter if you're going to launch your own version of Living Fully Co, or you want to have the self-worth and belief and confidence in yourself to just decide to start showing up authentically on social media, or to make new friends as an adult, or to set boundaries for the first time ever, or to say what you really feel and mean what you really say. I mean, there's so many areas this applies to our lives. But even watching you, Mallory, and everything that you're building in real time, the greatest key to your success will be that you obviously continue to fully show up in alignment with your assignment as who you authentically are.
I love that line in the book, by the way.
Right.
Alignment with your assignment.
And then also that you don't doubt yourself out of your own destiny, because to watch you doing these great things, and I'm just sharing this in community with everyone listening now, like we're all together in a room in our Sundays, and we're just talking and all cheering you on. And we're all part of this beautiful journey with you, with everything you're putting out there in the world. And here's what happens to a lot of people. At some point in the journey, sometimes before they've even started it, they deep down inside don't think they're worthy of it. And so they stay stuck. Because here's the thing, just to take a big step back, self-worth, and when we have lack of self-worth, which again is very different than self-confidence, I'll explain that in a second, but if we have a self-worth issue, this is what it usually looks like in our lives. If we have pretty low self-worth, and by the way, I've been in a spot where I've been accomplishing so much and the world's telling me I'm amazing and I have a lot of self-confidence, which is all external based, but inside I didn't believe I was enough. And when we struggle with low self-worth, for a lot of us, it looks like this in our lives. It looks like we are stuck. We are stuck. We don't go for the thing. We have the business idea, but we don't launch it. We have the website we want to register, or we want to put our art out into the world, or our ideas, or we want to share a really cool idea at work that might change everything, but we stay stuck. We don't do it. We don't know why. We think, we tell ourselves stories like, oh, I just need more experience, or, oh, I need to get more skill sets, or, but really, we don't realize it's because deep down inside, we actually don't feel worthy of the thing. So we will stay stuck. And that if we have low to medium self-worth, what that looks like in our life is we might go for the thing. We might launch it. We might put ourselves out there, but then we will sabotage it along the way. We'll write the whole first half of the book and then we'll stop. We'll put the business out there. And then we don't know why we're scrolling Instagram for 8 to 10 hours a day. We'll totally put ourselves on the dating app. We'll start dating and then we meet a great person and we all of a sudden put him in the friend zone and aren't attracted to him. And we don't know why. Like when we don't think we are worthy of something, whether it's of receiving love a certain way, because deep down inside, we don't fully love ourselves yet, whether it's any number of things, we'll sabotage it or we'll hit a ceiling. And then if you have medium to high self-worth, but it's not quite high, what that looks like is we'll actually go for the thing. We'll make it happen. We'll be crushing it everywhere, but we'll arrive at it still feeling like it's not enough and like we're not enough and like something's missing.
And unfulfilled.
Unfulfilled.
I love that when you talk about how like the self-worth is it's the foundation of your fulfillment.
Yes.
I'd never thought of it like that. I have had different versions of self-worth. And it's amazing that you speak to those three different people in this book. So it's like anybody that picks up worthy, whether it's like, I've never had self-worth and I've never started anything and I've never raised my hand and I've never been that person. You talk to them in this book. The medium person, you self-sabotage. Self-sabotage was such a big like theme in my own life. And that's a tough one because like, especially if you are a perfectionist or like a recovering perfectionist, it's like, that's my own fault. You know, it's like a double whammy. But I love that high tier self-worth piece that it's tied to fulfillment. Because man, do I relate when you talk about over and over in this book about how you got to the top of the mountain and you had all the things and everybody's like, awesome job. And you still don't feel it. It's like, well, what in the heck else can I do? Nothing. Go inside.
Yes, because yes. Here's the thing, like wherever you go, whatever you achieve, whatever, you still take you with you. And here's the thing is for everyone listening, you can even think about in your own life right now, if you've ever, let me take a step back. So, okay, really fast, self-confidence and self-worth, so different.
So different.
And we are raised by lots of well-intended, awesome family members. And if we're blessed, and by commercials and advertisements, all kinds of things, our whole life to think, if I just get these things, then I'll be happy, mm-hmm. not realizing that those things all build confidence, but none of them build worth. And self-confidence is while it's an internal trait and it's so important in our lives, it's so valuable in our lives, but self-confidence is largely based on external things, mm-hmm. on how we assess our skills and abilities, our how we compare and stack up and measure to others, our willingness to try and go mm-hmm. for it, if we're winning or losing, you know, how much of the world's definition of success we have. And our self-confidence fluctuates. It's fragile. They do studies that the boxer that wins the fight is automatically 30% more confident. And our self-worth is very different. That is the deep internal knowing that you are worthy of love and belonging exactly as you are. Not as your past or your past mistakes, not as how much you achieve, but exactly as you are. And when you think about like self-confidence is like the house we build and all the rooms and we can add to them and decorate them. And it's like amazing and important. But our self-worth is the foundation beneath our house, and our house will only ever be as secure as that foundation of self-worth. And, and for everyone listening, if you think about like, maybe you've always had like a certain, or you've had many, but a certain goal or dream that you thought like, when I finally get that thing, then I'm going to be happy. Then I'm going to be fulfilled. And maybe it's getting married or having kids. Maybe it's like getting the dream house or hitting a certain goal weight or a number in the bank account or a job title or fame or any of those things. And then we work so hard for these things, right? And have you ever worked so, so hard? Sometimes it's months or years or decades. And then you finally got that thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you arrived at it, did it like solve all your problems, make you happy and fulfilled forever?
For like 5 minutes.
Right? Yeah. For most of us, it's like, oh, we were happy for a month or a week or 5 minutes. And all of a sudden we're like, why do I still feel like something's missing or like it's not enough or like I'm not enough? And then what we do, and by the way, when we think about this, every commercial on television is like, if you get this, and like, mm-hmm. we just tend to think those are the things, right? Every well-intended family member says, how, you know, are you married yet? Are you going to have kids? How's your job? We think once we have great answers to all those things, we'll finally feel enough inside. And in the pursuit of all those things, right, we finally get one. And then we realize, oh, I still feel like something's missing. So usually what we do is we then think, oh, I just got to work harder. I just got to go to the next level. I just got to achieve more. Mm-hmm. And this becomes this never-ending cycle for most people. Their entire life, they arrive never feeling enough or fulfilled. And those things are beautiful and important, and they all build self-confidence, but none of them build self-worth. And that's different. And so when you, and the one thing I want to share really fast is that when you build self-worth and believe you are enough as who you are, it doesn't curb your ambition. Like you actually become too ambitious, right? Like when you learn to believe you are enough as you are, you become more ambitious because you realize like, oh gosh, if I fall flat on my face, if I fail, it might shake my confidence a little bit, but it cannot touch my worth. And you become more ambitious. And the beautiful part, like I've only learned to have true self-worth in my life the last 3 years. That's it. And I still work harder than ever. But when I achieve the things I'm so passionate about, I actually feel fulfilled. Versus like something's missing, I'm not enough, I'm perpetually not enough, I'm no longer sabotaging things in my life. And it's self-worth is truly the one thing that changes everything. And I know there'll be so many people listening right now that just step one, have awareness going, oh gosh,
yes,
self-confidence is important, but all the things I've been trying to do thinking that they'd make me feel enough, they're all building self-confidence, which that's important.
Yes.
but they do not build self-worth. It's very different. And just yes. that awareness is going to be life-changing.
It's going to be life-changing. And I've yes. honestly, I've never, ever heard anyone speak about self-confidence and self-worth in this way ever. It was a very big aha for me. And even in the parts of the book where you were talking about, I'm a big, like, I love to visualize. I know that you do too. Like, I go back to the like old school Jamie that I know that talked about it in Believe It, where you would sit in the QVC parking lot and you'd visualize yourself and you'd visualize yes. the, you know, visualization is big for me and you too, but for me and you both. But I'd never really thought about, I'd always thought, okay, to manifest these things and, you know, we're in the new year, it's February, to manifest these things, I've got to do it. Great vision board. I got to visualize. I'm going to, you know, really be thinking about these things. But you bringing in the aspect of, no, actually, you know what you got to do before you get those magazines out and before you make your chart of the things you want in your life? You've got to get that self-worth right. You've got to get, that's actually the foundation. And I thought yes. that was really powerful in terms of visualizing goals and things in your life. And I'm a big visualizer and I'd never yeah. thought about it like that. That was powerful. That
yeah,
was really powerful.
And I love a great vision board. And here's what's wild is when you can look back at the things on your vision board oh. that have happened, right? It's often when you also in parallel, learn to believe you're worthy of those things, mm-hmm. right? So we can have like the big vision boards and all that, which I love. And I love manifesting. I love all that. And I know exactly what you just said, that none of them will actually happen until we learn to believe we're worthy of them, or we'll make them happen, but then we'll sabotage them, right?
Exactly.
Because our self-worth is our ceiling. It is the thing. It is the thing.
It is the thing.
Yes. Yes. It is why I wrote Worthy. And literally, like you shared, I'm donating 100% of the proceeds.
Yes.
This is not, for me, this is like, oh my gosh, it was, and I feel so blessed. And yes, I worked really hard and did 100-hour weeks for a decade and all mm-hmm. the things to build a $1 billion business for my living room. But I was actually praying about this recently. And I just felt this like feeling, like I feel like I did all those things, not so that I had some great outcome, but to learn this lesson that no matter how hard you work or how much you achieve, like, yes, that's fun. And I'm grateful for all of it, but it's not the thing that ever makes you feel enough. Mm-hmm. It's not. And I don't think had I not gone through all of it and then like, I remember, oh my gosh, Mallory, I remember, you know, being a little girl watching Oprah growing up, always
oh
dreaming of meeting her.
And this like, story, and it took you how many years to call her after? Four?
Oh
four.
My gosh.
Tell well, that that's story. That's a good story.
That is what low self-worth looks like in our life. And by the way, sometimes it's that we meet a really cool new friend as an adult and we don't know why we're not reaching out, asking them to go to coffee. We don't know why. And like, we will sabotage things when we don't think we're worthy of them. And yeah, my whole life, I watched Oprah as a little girl in my living room. And, you know, I was alone a lot growing up. I'm adopted. And mm-hmm. I just had this like, no business even thinking this, but like, I just was like, I'm going to meet her one day. And I dared to pray and believe that was going to happen. And, mm-hmm. And I, you know, 40 years later met her and had lunch at her house, had a 3-hour lunch. And imagine, you know, whoever, for everyone listening, whoever maybe one of your heroes was your whole life from the time you were a little girl and then meeting them. And then I had this 3-hour lunch and it was amazing. And by the way, Mallory, at that moment in time, I was like crushing it in the world. I was so confident. I just sold at Cosmetics for $1 billion cash. And I was on the Forbes list. All these things looked like I must just feel so great on the inside. And I didn't know yet the difference between self-confidence and self-worth. What I know now is I had a whole lot of self-confidence. I had this amazing 3-hour lunch with Oprah at her house. At the very end of it, she gave me her cell phone number and said, call me anytime. You can call me anytime. And I left there and I did not call her for 4 years. Hmm. 4 years. And in that process, I told myself stories, right? About like, oh, I just need to wait for the perfect thing to say, or, oh, everyone wants something from her. I'm going to prove I don't need anything. Mm-hmm. Like just all these stories. And literally 4 years later, I realized that the real reason I hadn't called her was deep down inside, I didn't feel worthy of it. I didn't feel worthy of being her friend. Mm-hmm. And I knew that was a lie. Like, I remember this day going, wait a minute. my soul, if I pray and I ask God to tell me that my soul knows I am a kick-ass friend.
Yeah.
Like, I am worthy of being anyone's friend. I know that. But self-doubt, which lives in our thoughts and our mind, had convinced me this lie that I wasn't worthy. And that day I was like, I literally imagined like the way you'd see a volume dial on a radio in the car. Like I imagine turning down the volume on my self-doubt in my mind.
I love that.
And turning up the volume on that knowing, that still small voice, that intuition, that knowing in our soul that, you know, for me, when I pray, it's how I hear God talk to me is through my intuition. Yes. That's like, oh, you are more than enough. And you are so worthy of being her friend or anyone else's friend. And that day it was like, I had to listen to that knowing. And that was the first time I called her. And you know, what's wild is then we've taught a course together, all these things since, but what's wild is it almost didn't happen because that time and so many others, I was doubting myself out of my own destiny.
Yeah.
And when I think about everyone listening right now, and I think about like, just when we learn to build self-worth and believe we're worthy of a friend, a great friendship, of a healthy relationship, of sharing our ideas and raising our hand, of writing a book and sharing our story, or putting our ideas out in the world, or showing up authentically. Like, I just think of how many people are doubting themselves out of their own destiny right now because they believe the lie that they're not worthy of it or that they're not enough. And I'm just so passionate about how the time for change has come, literally. And that's why also it's just an honor to Mallory to just champion you and cheer you on. Like I know so many people listening are, because we can all see ourselves in another woman as she is believing she is worthy of the things she's doing, whether it's making a certain bread recipe or like showing their kids making a disaster of the house or launching her business out into the world. We see that in us, in you. Mm-hmm. And I think you help bring that out in every person watching, because at a soul level, every one of us knows that we are fully worthy as we are.
Yeah.
And like, that's one of the things I'm most excited about Worthy, about the book, is that this isn't like, oh, here's how to learn this foreign language that's going to take years to understand. It's like, oh, no. Actually, every person, this is the best news, is every person listening to us right now, I do not care how many past mistakes, failures, how many people you've hurt, how many things you regret, where you come from, what you don't have or don't know, or how many successes you have. I don't care about any of it. You right now are fully worthy.
Yeah.
And it's not about learning to be somebody else. It's about unlearning the lies that tell you you're not.
And this is our victory lap, right? I like it when you say that and they're like, let's run the victory lap. Like, forget about that. So many people live in the past and their past mistakes. And I just, you know, you're talking about people watching me and I just have to say, because truly you are so wise, you can say one thing to me and it completely changes my mindset and the trajectory of the whole entire decision I'm going to make. And like, they're huge decisions. So that's why I was so excited to read Worthy. And I'm so fortunate and lucky, because not only did I know about the book, I was one of the first people that you were like, this was my life's work. It was a divine download. And I'm like, okay, Jamie, show me the book. Let me see. Let me read this book and let me tell. Oh my gosh. It is your life work. It is your life's work. It is a divine download. It is all of the things that you said, because when I read this book, it jumped off the pages to me. And it's really cool because I'm so lucky that I have access to you, and you can help me through these things. Now you're helping everybody else. Anybody that picks up a copy of Worthy and reads this book, even reads like two chapters of this book, it's going to actually change your life. And I'm just so grateful. And if you buy it this week, you get all these other amazing things that are included. I love you also, because you just give everything away. You just give everything for free away. So since this is coming out the week of the book, will you talk about that specific incentive? Because when I read it, I was like, wait a second, is this for real? Is this actually, does this actually all come with it?
I'm just grateful. I'm excited to get this out in the world. I do believe it's my life's greatest work. And I'm just, Whew, I cannot wait to hear everyone who shares with you and me just like the impact of it in their lives or their favorite takeaways or, I'm so excited. So yeah, anyone who grabs the book, and again, I'm donating all the proceeds, but anyone who grabs the book anywhere books are sold. And then when you go to worthybook.com, there's just a bunch of free thank you gifts and some, great self-worth shortcuts and lots of extra stuff on there just to add to your journey. And that's worthybook.com. And one thing I did too, Mallory, I just had this vision and prayer that for everyone who gets the book, once you read your book, I did this old school library card in the back of it, because I'm
That is
imagining
so
you like,
awesome.
right, like writing your name in it and then give your book to another woman, another girl, another woman who like, if she just saw how amazing she is and had, but learned to believe she was worthy, like what would happen in her life. And I just imagine these like full library cards of people passing the book on. And if you made so many notes in your book that you do not want to give it away, then if you gift one to someone, write your name in it and then like write their name in it or have them fill your name in. Because I'm just imagining it. When I imagine a world where girls and women believe they're worthy, like I imagine the earth like shaking and with a jolt
Shaking.
of possibility in the morning when we all wake up. Like I'm just so excited while we're in our Sundays. I am so
You're the
excited for
best.
this. So, and just for all that's to come and excited for you also.
Oh, thank you. Well, February 20th is the day this amazing book is birthed into the world. And then Becoming Unstoppable, too. This can be an amazing event. I'm so excited. February
Oh my
24th.
gosh. Yes,
Going to
February
be amazing.
24th, becomingunstoppable.com. You get to hear the best speakers in the world, including Mallory Irvin and me. And I'm so excited. It is going to be a powerhouse day. It's completely free, by the way. It's just about pouring into everybody and just like making 2024 the year we finally believe we are worthy and become unstoppable. So I'm very excited. And thank you
Let's
for
be
doing that too.
oh, let's become unstoppable. Let's believe we're worthy. Like 2024, this is it. I'm so this book was like made for 2024. 2024 is the year. Like I'm just so excited. I'm so excited for this book to get in the hands of my listeners. I'm so grateful that you use your incredible brain and your incredible life and your incredible story to do things that benefit others. Like writing this incredible book. So thank you, Jamie, for coming
Thank you
onto the
so much.
podcast and most of all for writing this book. So I can't wait for you guys to read Worthy. If that wasn't just the most incredible podcast, Jamie, like I said, pours wisdom into me when I need it the most. And I'm certain because I truly believe that like we hear the things that we're meant to hear and that God tells you to turn on a particular podcast or read a particular book or turn the radio station on because, like, there's a message that's meant to be delivered to you. That if you're listening to this and you felt something, that you were meant to get that message from her today. And the fact that I even have a podcast that can, like, facilitate conversations like that is just so incredible and something that is one of the joys of being able to do what I do. And Jamie's just so incredible. Like I said in this podcast, the book comes out February the 20th. We have this amazing Becoming Unstoppable event that she asked me to speak at that I'm just still like in shock that she asked me to speak at. That's completely free that we would love for you guys to join in on. And I'll put all that stuff in the show notes. Also, like I love following Jamie on social media because she has a really great Instagram and it's just like an injection of whatever you need every single day. Like the things that pop up on her Instagram, and she's just really a joy to follow. So y'all should follow along. But I really hope that you guys gained some wisdom from that because it's so true in that what she's saying with worthy, you can A, like not even feel like you're worthy of the thing, so you don't even start it. So there you go. That's a waste. You don't even get to do the things that you want to do with your one incredible life. Like that's terrible. I always say this, and Jamie says this too in her own way, that this is it. You only have one shot at this. And if you are continuing to live small, like it is just such a disservice to this wonderful thing that is your life and what your life can become. And Jamie believes that anyone can do anything, as do I. And it's really powerful to read this book because if you're missing that one single piece of believing that you are worthy, you're either not going to get there, or once you get there, it's just not going to be what you thought it was going to be. So I think that worthy is so powerful and so amazing. And it's going to be such a great tool for 2024 for all of us wonderful women and a handful of men that listen to this podcast. So thank you guys so much for listening. Share this podcast on your social media. Like it. If you're listening to it on an app where you can like things. And we are so excited to bring you guys a bunch more amazing content to help you live fully and live your lives to the fullest. I've missed doing this podcast so much. So this has just been so much fun to jump back into. And let's just make 2024 the year that we all just go for it and really get it right. So thank you guys so much for listening and watching. And we'll see you back soon.
Thanks for joining us on Living Fully with Mallory Irvin. And remember to subscribe so you don't miss a single minute of encouragement and inspiration to live your best life. Want more? Join us on MalloryIrvin.com so we can connect with you on Instagram and YouTube. Start living your life now. You've only got one. We'll see you next time.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.